This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 20th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on the agenda is the itemization of ultimate payee of committee disbursements. Mueller, do you have a presentation?
I do have a brief presentation.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair Hunter, members of the Commission. Before you today is Agenda Document 1286, which is a request for legal guidance from the Office of the General Counsel and the Office of Compliance pursuant to Directive 69. The report presents three scenarios regarding the disclosure of the ultimate payee of disbursements reported as memo entries on disclosure reports when the disbursement to a vendor aggregates to more than $200. We have recommended that the Commission clarify that disclosure of the ultimate payee is required in each of three particular scenarios: staff reimbursements, when a committee staff person or candidate pays for a committee expense out of personal funds and is later reimbursed; candidate in-kind contributions, when a candidate makes an in-kind contribution to his or her authorized committee by paying for a committee expense out of personal funds and is then not reimbursed by the committee. And then the third scenario is committee credit card payments, when a committee reports a disbursement to pay its credit card bill, but then the vendors that provided the goods and services reflected on that bill would have to be disclosed as memo entries on disclosure reports. We reached this conclusion and found that existing guidance could benefit from further clarification and made recommendations regarding clarifications in Commission publications. Thank you. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you. As noted, directive 69, which was adopted by the Commission in July of 2010, permits the staff to ask the Commission questions of law. And sometimes we consider these questions in executive session because often they're tied to specific committees or specific facts that are appropriate to be discussed in closed session and not in public. This one's a little bit different because the memo is more generic. It doesn't depend on facts specific to any particular committee, and it's more based on things that have arisen in the context of RAD reviewing a number of different committees' reports. So we all found it appropriate to put this memo on the public record and talk about it here today. I think we all are also all in agreement that we would like the Office of General Counsel to prepare a guidance document for public comment. The memo is close, I think, to what we will end up putting out, but many of us thought it appropriate to have something that was a little bit more appropriate to elicit public comment before we adopt something giving the public guidance on what we're going to be doing in this area, in these areas. Does anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay. So the Office of General Counsel will do that. We anticipate placing that document on a public meeting agenda early in the new year. Okay.
You will. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.